Okay.
All right, well, I think I want to start, Dayton, with you of the morning of the wild card game. I remember Josh and I were doing the show out there, and we were trying to think, like, is this really the playoffs? I mean, what are we doing here? If we lose, does this count and all that kind of stuff? And then you saw the postseason logo painted on the field. What was that morning like for you rolling to the ballpark knowing what you put the last 8 years into was finally, you know, living up to fruition?
Wow, you're forcing me to really reflect back. You know, what those moments were. You know what? I probably very similar, truthfully, to opening day. You know, when opening day would occur each year, you know, I'd always get up very, very early and just really thankful for, you know, that we were being able to, you know, once again be a part of the baseball season. And of course, you know, the playoffs takes on, you know, some extra meaning. And, you know, I was just really appreciative for our fans, their support, certainly the support of the Glass family, and you know, the way we were wired as a front office and a leadership team, we really wanted to grow the game of baseball and softball in our community, to inspire people to want to follow our team. And from the very beginning, you know, we wanted to share the love of baseball and the love of Royals baseball with everybody in our community. And so I just remember that whole time during the playoffs and really the beginning of that era of that team, just being very appreciative and thankful that I felt like we were accomplishing our mission, Bob.
I know you're a father, Dayton, and this is kind of the analogy I use, but you watch that team that, you know, you put together and you build together and you grow at home and get to know those guys. And when you see that game unfold and see how everybody celebrates and reacts, it kind of seems like it's a proud dad moment, I would think.
You know, it's yeah, you know, and it's all about we. You know, we all did it together. And, of course, you know, I always told, you know, all of our people that, you know, all of our success is tied together. And I really believe that. And even, you know, even the work that, you know, Howard Baird did, you know, prior to us coming to Kansas City, truthfully. I mean, you know, Alex Gordon and Zach Greinke, you know, and Billy Butler were in the organization. And, you know, three really gifted and talented players that we were able to, you know, blend other talent with them and create a team. And so, like I said, everybody's success is tied together. But, yeah, we were proud. And, you know, the thing I loved about that group of players is they were fearless. And, you know, they expected good things to happen. Of course, that's how we selected them. We selected that type of attitude and character trait in the player. That's what we wanted. And, you know, we did everything we could to nurture that along the way in the minor leagues. Of course, they won together in the minor leagues. And then, you know, when they, you know, were in that moment, their bond and that chain was so strong that, you know, they had the ability to overcome things. And like I said, they were fearless. They were very positive. And they always expected good things to happen. And, you know, when I look at, you know, how that team was put together and how that team won, I mean, they won because of kind of a just a relentless focus on the fundamentals, whether it be defense or base running or base stealing or, you know, pitchers throwing strikes and hitters making contact in important moments in the game when it required, you know, you to make contact or just, you know, give yourself up and sacrifice and shorten your swing and not try to hit a double or a triple or a home run. And it was just a selfless group of people. And, you know, that's what, you know, I'm really, really proud of, you know, with that group.
Dayton, have you ever been involved in a game that has taken you more on a emotional roller coaster than that wild card game?
No, really, no, not at all. I mean, it's probably a game where I mean, personally, that I've felt the most emotion. I mean, obviously, excitement and seeing, you know, the fans in the stands celebrate, you know, playoff baseball, and then, you know, the twists and turns in the game when Yordano came in and gave up the home run to Brandon Moss, and then, I think a lot of people felt that, you know, the game was probably over. But again, it just goes back to the fearlessness of our players. I mean, they felt that we were going to make this game close, and most of them felt that we could still win the game. We knew we had a bullpen that could match up better than anybody else in baseball. The last third of the game were potentially extra innings, so we just knew we just had to, you know, just kind of peck away and take advantage and try to score one or two runs an inning, and of course a lot of clutch hits, and ball kind of bounced a certain way for us at times, and you know, we hit it, you know, a little too soft in some cases, and you know, we're able to use our speed and athleticism to, you know, to get on base.
I think that game kind of really like brought out the sports fan in every single human being that night, because, you know, Royals before that had moments where it was close, and then, you know, here comes 2013, then here comes 2014 wild card game, 7-3 deficit. Everybody's, you know, hanging their heads. But also, I think at the same time that fan base had been raised that year to never give up, and it's because, like you said, the we factor of the team, and you really see that in that game. Like, you know, Yordano gives up the home run, but then here comes the bats in the later innings, and then Salvador Perez hits that ball down the third base line. And I'm interested to know, like, what you were doing in that moment when Sal's up to bat before he hits that down the line past Donaldson.
Well, there was no doubt in my mind he was going to make contact. And, you know, when you look at Salvi, and I don't know what the data says or what have you, but, you know, my and always told me that Salvi was one of the most important players to have up in an RBI situation, because he just had just kind of a relentless desire to get it done. He's got star qualities. He loves being in the spotlight. He shines in those moments, and I knew he was going to put the ball in play, but I was actually, you know, with Donnie Williams, just him and I were in the suite together, and Donnie is the individual who broke me in as a scout, you know, with the Atlanta Braves, and of course, when we came to Kansas City, one of the first hires we made was bringing Donnie, who then was the special assistant for Andrew Friedman in Tampa. And, you know, we brought him to Kansas City. And so the fact that he broke me in as a scout, and then we were there together in that moment. And, you know, just having him there gave me a calming presence in my life, and you know, very positive, very upbeat person. And, you know, we just were going to win the game, just had that feeling. And, you know, of course, you know, Salvi, you know, didn't disappoint.
Dayton, how special was it for you, though, to see Salvi get that hit and Christian Colon to score? Two guys, like, you gave credit to Allard for some of the guys that he came in, but these were two of your guys. And let's be honest, Christian Colon, a lot of people criticized because you took him ahead of Chris Sale.
Oh, so, yeah. Like, oh, you're right. You're so, right.
Yeah, I may have. I don't know.
I did, too. I mean, at times. Yeah. I mean, my own family members were all over him. My son was all over me at times. But right. That's part of it.
And, right. But to see those two guys, like, contribute and give you that win had to be cool.
But you know what? The reason we took CeCe in the draft, Christian Colon, the reason we took CeCe in the draft is because, you know, CeCe was he was the captain of the USA team when he was 18. He was the captain of the USA collegiate team. I mean, he was a leader, and he was somebody who wasn't scared. He was a sure-handed, mistake-free type player. His contact rates in college, I think, were the absolute best. The data that we had, and he was one of the elite bat-to-ball skilled players in that draft. And at the time, Bob, we had no prospect middle infielders in our organization. And I remember telling, you know, our guys that, you know, we'll never ever win unless we have guys in the middle of the diamond who won't make mistakes, who know the game, who show up every day prepared to play and to win, and know how to play baseball. And Christian Colon fit that mold. And we did debate, you know, Christian Colon over Chris Sale. And, you know, at the end of the day, most of our people felt that Sale was going to be a reliever, and the industry felt that way as well. I mean, Kenny Williams but with the White Sox, you know, they tried to make him a reliever, put him in the pen right away, and to Chris Sale's credit, he stood up and said, look, I'm a starter. I want to start here. But anyway, that's a decision we made. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't change it, because, you know, CeCe got two of the biggest hits in Royals history. Obviously, in the Wild, you know, with a wild card game, you know, getting on and scoring, and then obviously in the World Series in 2015 when he drove in, you know, Dyson. So anyway, it all works out. But again, you take guys that you believe in their makeup, you believe in them as individuals on the field, off the field. They're not perfect. They're going to make mistakes. But you know that they care about winning, and Christian Colon was the type of player that cared deeply about winning, and along with all of those guys.
What happens if you guys lose that game? Do you ever think about that?
Wow, that's a good question. No, I've never thought about that. I really haven't. I don't want to think about it. I don't have to think about it, obviously. But, you know, I would still believe in the group. I mean, the bullpen that, you know, we had put together, you know, those guys were performing at such an elite level. And, you know, the starting pitching was trending upward, obviously. And those position players were just going to continue to get better and better. And, you know, we would have came back just as hungry. And I felt like, you know, I feel like the result of winning a world championship was certainly in our grasp, regardless of what would have happened. And again, just proud of those guys.
Yeah, and Dayton, I'll leave you on this. Like, it's a moment that changed Kansas City sports. I mean, it really did. Like, without that wild card win, who knows what happens with you guys as an organization, if the Chiefs, you know, are able to sense the winning that's going on there. And as fans now, we expect either Super Bowls or World Series every time our teams make the playoffs. Like, you guys changed the landscape and the belief and the mindset of the Kansas City sports fan.
Well, again, I say it all the time. I mean, yes, the players are the ones that get it done. They're the ones that get the credit. But the fans and the support of this community is really, I believe, why the players always rise to the occasion. And, you know, I see that, you know, every day in this community. And that's one of the reasons, you know, Marianne and I have decided to stay in this community. It would obviously be easier for me to work out of Dallas, but we love the community, and, you know, it's just got a great spirit about it. And, you know, and I think everybody in this community does understand that all of our success is tied together, and we need each other to be successful. And hopefully that team forever represents that mindset.
Well, Dayton, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for kind of memory lane with us on this one, and we'll chat at you soon.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Dayton. Talk to you.
Okay.
All right. See you.